stormwater management? What is superior design? It's not defined. You need to have some definitions. Developers want to know what the rules are, and they're not going to argue with you about this, and neither is the citizenry, because if we know what they are, we can't say, well, open space is something else. We can't, because you'll define it. The plan must develop, must look focus less on dwelling units. The plan needs to look at density not based on dwelling units, but on actual population projections and site location. A density formula must be established that weighs actual population, not dwelling units. Growth in Sussex County in 2005, based on 2 dwelling units per acre, have already exceeded population projections. And you've heard people talk about 1 million units. You know, I'm not even going to go there. You know that. We suggest a formula that would create a new zone. For example, an AR4 zone could mandate a density of 1 house on 10 acres as land designated in level 4. An AR3 permit 1 in 5 acres. AR2 allow 1 per acre in level 2, and in level 1, 2 per acre. I mean, this is just blue sky right now, but I think you need to start thinking out of the box, okay? Such measures will protect agriculture and, in our opinion, actually increase the value of farmland. Eliminate density bonuses for cluster development. I can't understand why a density bonus is offered for cluster development. It offers increased density, which most often has a negative impact on neighboring communities and, more important, on infrastructure. And infrastructure, gentlemen, is not roads, okay? Clustering must allow only the density in the zone where it is sited. Expedited review should continue as an incentive. That's good. And a developer should say, how can I best design this site? Is this a superior design? We need a definition of that. Clustering in and of itself offers developers considerable construction cost reductions in roads, earth moving, sewer lines, stormwater management, and other work associated with traditional cookie-cutter single-family developments. Clustering involves more open space and reduces impacts on infrastructure and the environment. No density bonuses. It's not necessary. Carrying capacity and cumulative impact is another area. And these are critical elements to evaluate, and in order to have good planning, they must be considered with every new application. A carrying capacity study must include an overall view of all infrastructure, including but not limited to roads, schools, hospitals, water, education, environment, fire protection, and EMS, and a host of other elements that are key to managing growth and providing sound planning. You know, Mayor George Smith used to say, if you don't manage growth, growth is going to manage you. Well, gentlemen, growth has been managing this county. You have not been managing it. So I think an adequate public facilities ordinance, you've heard this, and as such, it would determine whether an application for a major subdivision is appropriate. If the infrastructure or other elements are not adequate, then the development shall be denied or at minimum delayed until all aspects of the requirement are met. Such an ordinance puts planning back into the hands of the county rather than the hands of the developer. State planning coordination. A plan must require that an applicant direct growth where the state and county view growth to be appropriate. And I'm not going to elaborate that on that. That's in here. Intergovernmental coordination. This is really a critical element. Our concerns for coordinating development within the towns of Sussex are that all aspects of major impacts on a town must be evaluated, not simply traffic and transportation. Infrastructure, as I said, includes quality of life concerns, source water and wellhead protection, quality of life, character, all those things. You just can't say, well, the traffic won't be so bad. It is critical to preserve the character of our towns, especially here in Sussex County, where many small and historic towns work hard to preserve their character and quality of life. I do mention something about public hearings, which I'll pass on. The process, there's some housekeeping. I would like to, when there is and I don't know if this is in the plan, but when you have a subdivision or a rezoning or a hearing, you know how big that sign is? You know I ride bikes around Sussex County. I can't even read them from a bicycle, those little yellow signs on the road. Yet you guys are passing ordinances, getting all these signs that are about yay big off that Gemcraft Homes and other homes are advertising. I can read them from the road. I can't read your signs. Why don't you put a sign about the size of a real estate sign up that says public hearing, date, what it is? People in cars drive right by them. They don't even see these little cardboard 8.5 by 11 signs. I really make a plea for you to put that in your ordinance and let the